The Youth's Instructor, January 4, 1900. Tempted in All Points, Like as We Are, Part 3. The Youth's Instructor, January 4, 1900. Tempted in All Points, Like as We Are, Part 3. We have little idea of the strength that would be ours if we would connect with the source of all strength. We fall into sin again and again and think it must always be so. We cling to our infirmities as if they were something to be proud of. Christ tells us that we must set our faces as a flint if we would overcome. He has borne our sins in His own body on the tree, and through the power He has given us, we may resist the world, the flesh, and the devil. Then let us not talk of our weakness and inefficiency, but of Christ and His strength. When we talk of Satan's strength, the enemy fastens his power more firmly upon us. When we talk of the power of the Mighty One, the enemy is driven back. As we draw near to God, He draws near to us. Christ knows all about our trials and temptations, for He was tempted in all points, like as we are, yet without sin. Before the heavenly universe, He showed that men can keep the commandments of God and perfect a Christian character. He poured out His petitions to the Father with strong crying and tears. He set His face as a flint to conquer. And He could say, "The prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me." In the life and character of Christ, there was nothing that the enemy of souls could use to serve his evil purpose. Many of us fail to improve our privileges. We make a few feeble efforts to do right, and then go back to our old life of sin. If we ever enter the kingdom of God, we must enter with perfect characters, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Satan works with increased activity as we near the close of time. He lays his snares, unperceived by us, that he may take possession of our minds. In every way, he tries to eclipse the glory of God from the soul. It rests with us to decide whether he shall control our hearts and minds, or whether we shall have a place in the new earth, a title to Abraham's farm. The power of God, combined with human effort, has wrought out a glorious victory for us. Shall we not appreciate this? All the riches of heaven were given to us in Jesus. God would not have the confederacy of evil say that he could do more than he has done. The worlds that he had created, the angels in heaven, could testify that he could do no more. God has resources of power of which we as yet know nothing, and from these he will supply us in our time of need. But our effort is ever to combine with the divine. Our intellect, our perceptive powers, all the strength of our being, must be called into exercise. We must cooperate with God in this work of salvation. If we will rise to the emergency and arm ourselves like men who wait for their Lord, if we will work to overcome every defect in our characters, God will give us increased light and strength and help.